So tonight, I want to share with you the magnificence of speaking in tongues. And I want to talk to you about this subject that I believe is a wonderful lever of prayer that God invented, made available for the believer. And yet, a vast majority of Christians today really dismiss this connection whereby when we speak in tongues, we speak not unto man, but unto God. And it's unfortunate that a lot of believers, a lot of Christians miss out on this wonderful manifestation. And it's kind of controversial, really. When you talk to different Christian believers, I go to this Wednesday morning men's garage fellowship that I've shared with you in the past. And the person that runs it is very open and honest. And he says, you know, I've heard a number of very knowledgeable men of God say negative things about it. And I've heard just the same amount of very good preachers and men of God say good things about it. So I've heard both sides. But what really settles it for us is the Word of God, doesn't it?
Amen. Amen.
That makes all the difference in the world. And so tonight I want to look at this wonderful act of speaking in unknown languages. And that's what it is to us, right? Unknown languages. It's obviously a language, as it says in Corinthians, of men or of angels. But what this does, it really connects us to the Heavenly Father in a wonderful, beautiful way. We talk about it being a spiritual praying or a perfect prayer because it's God involved. It's the Spirit of God in us that is doing it. We do it. We act on it. We step out, but it's the Spirit of God that gives those words by which we speak. And you know, some 20 years ago, I believe God put it on my heart to publish a book about speaking in tongues. And at the time when I started investigating this subject, there were very few books on the subject of speaking in tongues. And the books that were out there, they were older books written in the 60s and in the 70s. So I felt it would be a benefit to write a book on speaking in tongues and address this issue. So in 2002, I published the book, and on the front cover it says, one of the most misunderstood and underused resources in all Christianity, speaking in tongues, a biblical perspective. And I think that's still true today, even though there are many more books out there on the subject, and some of them are pretty good, some of them, I don't know, are so good, but there's more and more people talking about it, which I'm blessed to see. And later on, in 2013, I published a second edition where I added some information and updated some things. And then recently, a few years ago, I made available a booklet on the subject, which is only 21 pages. The book's 121 pages. The booklet's 21 pages. So it's a simpler presentation of the subject of speaking in tongues. So I'd like to share with you some of the information that are in the book and the booklet. And I'm going to read from the booklet here. It says, what is speaking in tongues and why is it important? And then I mentioned Jesus Christ proclaimed it as a sign for those who would be saved, and that's the end of Mark. It ushered in the church age that started on the day of Pentecost. We're familiar with Acts chapter 2. And it was the one demonstration declared in the book of Acts to prove to people that they were born again of God's Spirit. And we first see this in chapter 10 in the book of Acts with Cornelius, the first Gentile. And so Peter goes to minister to Cornelius, and God had to do some pretty dramatic things to get Peter there because Cornelius was a Gentile. And of course, at that time, the culture was you don't hang out with Gentiles. And yet God told him to go, and he went, and he ministered, and he took a number of other believers, Jewish believers, with him. And when he heard them speak in tongues, that was it. He knew that these Gentiles were born again of God's Spirit. Well, let me read on here. The Scripture encourages everyone to do it and commands that no one forbid it. And yet, speaking in tongues is perhaps the most misunderstood and underused resource in all of Christianity. Much of the Christian church treats speaking in tongues as some insignificant action by radical Christians. While many Christians today dismiss speaking in tongues as unimportant or even non-existent, the Word of God reveals quite the opposite. The great Apostle Paul, thank God he spoke in tongues more than the Corinthian church, says in 1 Corinthians 14:18. Later, Paul declared in God's Word that no one should forbid speaking in tongues. That's 1 Corinthians 14:39. I don't know what people do with that particular verse, forbid not to speak in tongues, because there are a lot of churches out there and denominations that forbid it. Well, let me read on here. A new and vital power source that came with the gift of Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost is speaking in tongues. The Lord Jesus Christ himself said that speaking in tongues would be a sign to those who are saved. Later, God's chosen apostles all spoke in tongues when they received the gift of Holy Spirit for the first time on the day of Pentecost. The fact that God chose speaking in tongues to be the evidence of someone receiving the new birth spirit speaks loudly. The early church recognized the importance of speaking in tongues as recorded in the book of Acts. The Apostle Paul, by revelation from God, dedicated a whole section of Corinthians to the important topic of speaking in tongues. It is not surprising to see how important speaking in tongues is. The purpose of this booklet is to give each reader a greater insight and appreciation of the manifestation of speaking in tongues that the Heavenly Father has designed to bless His children. So, what is speaking in tongues? And this is a definition that I put in the booklet here. Speaking in tongues is your operation of the gift of Holy Spirit in you. You utilize the organs of speech to speak a language unknown to you. It is energized by God who gives the words to speak. So some other points I put here in the booklet. Number one, it is a language of men or of angels. 1 Corinthians 13:1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels. So when you speak in tongues, it's a language somewhere that some man speaks or what angels speak. On the day of Pentecost, the apostles were speaking a language they did not previously know. Because there were people from many nations celebrating Pentecost in Jerusalem, God made the languages that they were speaking recognizable to these different people. And that must have been quite something, because they couldn't believe that these ignorant Galileans were speaking all these different languages. This was Acts chapter 2, 7 and 8, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born?" A second point about what speaking in tongues is, it is one of the nine manifestations of the gift of Holy Spirit that benefits the believer. in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 through 14, there's much information about speaking in tongues and the other manifestations of Holy Spirit. Verses 7 and 10, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. And then one of them, obviously, is kinds of tongues, divers or many kinds of tongues. A third point, what speaking in tongues is, it is speaking directly to God. It's not talking to man, but directly to the Heavenly Father. It's 1 Corinthians 14:2, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. It's interesting to note that when a person speaks in tongues, it is an unknown language to that person, but it could be a language recognized to others, as evidenced on the day of Pentecost. And I've seen where people have understood languages when they have heard speaking in tongues. And it's kind of unique that that can happen, but it can. And it happened on the day of Pentecost for sure. Another point about speaking in tongues, it is praying in the Spirit. There are two basic ways to pray in the Bible, with our understanding and in the Spirit. Both are important, yet praying in the Spirit is direct to God without any interruption of our fleshly mind. And we look at 1 Corinthians 14, verses 14 and 15. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. And then Ephesians 6:18 talks about, or says, quote, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That's praying in the Spirit there. A fifth point, it is speaking the wonderful works of God. Acts 2:11. We do hear them speak in other tongues the wonderful works of God. So when they first spoke in tongues on the day of Pentecost, those folks heard their languages. What they heard was they were speaking the wonderful works of God. This occurred on the day of Pentecost, where there were people who understood the language the apostles were speaking in tongues. Another point, it magnifies God. Acts 10:46, for they heard them speak in tongues and magnify God. What an awesome privilege we have to magnify our Heavenly Father by speaking in tongues. It edifies the speaker is another point. 1 Corinthians 14:4, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. When operating this manifestation, you are edifying yourself. When edifying means what?
Build
yourself up. It is a means of giving thanks to God. This is another point. 1 Corinthians 14:16, and just the segment in there, at thy giving of thanks. So when you're speaking in tongues, it is a means of giving thanks, which is a wonderful thing to do. We've got a lot to be thankful for, huh? Mm-hmm. Another point, it is a sign to unbelievers. 1 Corinthians 14:22. Tongues are for a sign to them that believe not. People will recognize something special when you speak in tongues. Even the speaker will benefit from hearing himself speak in tongues, because he will have the assurance that he is born again with God's eternal gift of Holy Spirit. So, yeah, people hear that speaking in tongues and they're wondering, what's going on here? It's a neat witness. And I know for me personally, the greatest day of my life is when I heard myself speak in tongues for the first time. Because I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I was born again of God's Spirit. I mean, what greater knowledge could you ever have confirmed in your life than that you are saved, that you belong to God, that you have eternal life, that you have the hope of Christ's return? That's fantastic. Well, I want to finish up here with this last couple segments in the booklet here. Speaking in tongues provides every believer a powerful prayer tool. He can now pray in the Spirit and with the understanding also. Jesus Christ's last words before ascending up to heaven was, quote, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you," Acts 1:8. That power was speaking in tongues, which the apostles did on the day of Pentecost. And obviously it's the gift of Holy Spirit altogether, but what was exhibited right away was speaking in tongues. So Acts 2:4, "And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." God's word is very clear on the importance of speaking in tongues and what it is. Of all the things God could have chosen to introduce the gift of Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, he chose speaking in tongues. This manifestation confirmed the presence of the gift of Holy Spirit within the believers. They now could pray in the Spirit by speaking in tongues. This new manifestation allowed them to pray directly to God in a prayer language God knew. So, a lot of wonderful benefits to speaking in tongues. We didn't cover all of them, but a fair amount of them. And it's just a wonderful lever of prayer that we have. And I wanted to take the time just to go over these and for you to be reminded of the greatness of this wonderful manifestation of speaking in tongues. And next week, and this is part one of a two-part series, next week I want to share on the uniqueness of speaking in tongues. And when you think about it, why would God implement a resource by which you move your mouth, your lips, and speak unknown languages not familiar to yourself? It is kind of unusual from a natural mind consideration, but we're going to look at some things in God's Word and see the uniqueness of speaking in tongues next time, next week, next Wednesday. So that's what you have to look forward to. Unless the Lord comes back and gathers us all together, we'll skip it, okay? But, yeah, look forward to sharing that with you. Well, right now, I think it'd be wonderful to operate speaking in tongues with interpretation, because this is a specific manifestation that God designed for the believers to use in meetings. Every meeting where the believers get together, they could hear from God. I mean, that's pretty fantastic when you think about that. God shows up. If they operate these manifestations correctly, God shows up in a wonderful, beautiful way via tongues of interpretation or word of prophecy. So that's why in our fellowships, I think almost every time, 99% of the time, we operate these manifestations, because these manifestations are designed to build the believers up. It edifies the believer through exhortation and comfort. Okay? So, Leslie, would you have a word of prayer before we operate the manifestations, please?
Absolutely. Well, Father God, we're so blessed and thankful that we are your children, that you've given us Holy Spirit, that we can, as Bob just shared, that we can pray perfectly to you, that we can just know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are born again, that we are going to live eternally with you, that we have that hope of Jesus Christ's return. And like Bob said, I was the same, that when I heard myself speak in tongues for the first time, it was like, wow. And we just thank you for that, Father. We thank you for the opportunity to hear interpretation and prophecy and know your love for us and how you build us up and just exhort us to just totally keep on going, Father, and to be reminded all the time of how much you love us. So we thank you for these words. We thank you for open hearts, open ears, to just bask in your love and in your glory. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Dr. Pete Mankato, would you have tongues of interpretation, please?
So, Pastor Makara Ando Bolokio Va Istio Habastara Kovon Tobrokio V Polindio Bra Karandio Brakio V Hostomo Asto Lantabara Casta Vantaborostio V. My people, for I, your God and Father, truly do care for you, and I have fathered you since before the foundations of the world. I have given you every perfect gift and every good gift, for it comes from above. And there's nothing that this world can offer you that's better than what I can provide. So look to me, look to my word, and know all that I have made you to be through my Son, Jesus Christ. For you have all of eternity to look forward to be together with us both.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Okay, Sandy first. Tongues of interpretation, please.
Levia prosomiate kilebi divietro machioto, shive shankia shopuya dialela, ulomo nebibiato rosso comentida, come chicabajimi di pota. And know, my children, I am the God of all comfort. Yea, I fathered you in my word, and it's my Son, Christ Jesus, that now lives in you. So speak the word boldly without fear, and know that as you speak my word, it prospers. It gives people health and hope. So stand with me, my children, and know that I am your God.
Wonderful. Amen. Well, thank you, Father. How you love us and how you exhort us, and may we speak your word. And we're so thankful that we have you as our God, Heavenly Father. And we're grateful that we can operate these manifestations of Holy Spirit and just bless other people, bless you, bless ourselves. So what a blessed life we have, Father, and we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well,
amen.
Wonderful words. God, Father knows best, and he says it the best too, doesn't he? Yeah, we've got a great, wonderful Heavenly Father. Well, as always, great to be together with the saints, and for you folks calling in, we sure love you and are grateful for your lives, and thank you for calling in and being a part of these fellowships. So we look forward to seeing you someday at a gathering together, or who knows, at a fellowship sometime in the near future. We'll see. So we'll sign off and say goodnight, and God bless you all.
Thank you, Bob.
Oh, my God, great teaching. Thank you. Night-night, sis.
Night, sis. Thank you, Bob and Jeannie and everybody else.
Great.
Night.
Good
night.
Good night.
Good night.
Hi. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, guys. That was wonderful.
Bye.
Bless your hearts. Thanks for being with us.
See you the best.
Yep. See you tomorrow.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. Bless you.